Mario Ritter Jr.
Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
Today is a day of mourning in Israel. It's a very sad day for all of us.
The bodies presumed to be of the youngest Israelis held hostage by Hamas have been returned to Israel on Thursday. According to Hamas, Shirley Bibas and her two sons, Ariel and Kefir, who were 4 years old and 9 months old when they were abducted from Kibbutz Nir Oz, were killed by an Israeli airstrike in the first few weeks of the war. Yarden Bibas, the father, was released on February 1st. Arik Diamant is a Tel Aviv resident.
We're very sad. That it's come to this, that we're returning bodies and not really rejoicing, but feeling some relief at the return of the bodies of these kidnapped people, children and infants.
The fourth body returned was that of Oded Lifshitz, a journalist who campaigned for the recognition of Palestinian rights and peace between Arab and Jews. The bodies released Thursday will be formally identified, which could take up to 48 hours. A significant rift has opened between the U.S. and Ukraine after President Donald Trump blamed Kyiv for the war in Russia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump blasted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky,
a dictator without elections,
at a business conference in Miami, saying
the only thing he was really good at was playing Joe Biden like a fiddle. He played him like a fiddle.
The leaders of Germany and the U.K. among those jumping to Zelensky's defense, Prime Minister Keir Starmer noting Britain suspended elections during World War II, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz calling it wrong and dangerous to deny Zelensky's democratic legitimacy. But with the U.S. and Russia agreeing to negotiate an end to the war, Trump warned
Zelensky better move fast or he's not going to have a country left.
Ukraine says the terms U.S. officials have discussed are too favorable to Moscow.